Watch, NBC's Seth Meyers worries for his mental health if his late-night show is cancelled. By Paul Bois on July 29, 2025. Late-night host Seth Meyers worries about his mental health if NBC cancels his show just like CBS did to Stephen Colbert. Seth Meyers revealed his fear during an interview on the Armchair Expert podcast with Dax Shepard. I would worry about myself, like, mental health-wise, Meyers said regarding if his show were canceled tomorrow. Meyers said he would explore other comedy avenues like stand-up and also put a lot of thought into diversifying my skill set. Certainly, financially, I could have been fine just doing the show for the last 11 years. But then it was like, oh, you know what? I feel like there's something to trying to build a stand-up career and trying to do other things, he said. Meyers admitted he has no control over what the NBC bosses decide. I feel like I shifted from fearing that I wouldn't be good enough. And now my fear is weirdly more outside of my control. Which is, just at some point, the ecosystem might not support, late night, Meyers said. I guess that's better than thinking it's your fault, but it is weird to not feel any control over it, he continued. If there's a breakthrough over the 11 years of doing the show, it's, just show up and do the work. That's the only part they're paying you to do. It's the only part you're good at. All the other problems, we have people that are as good at that as you are at the thing you do, and don't mess around with it. Meyers expressed no bitterness over the situation and even showed gratitude for his time in late night. I sometimes take stock of, oh, this isn't the best time to be doing what I'm doing, but at least I got in, he shared. I think the body of my work matters enough that the world knows Seth Meyers in a way that I'm happy with. I've taken my opportunity to build a thing. I know what it means, and I think other people know what it means. So I'm happy about that. As Breitbart News reported this month, CBS announced the cancellation of Stephen Colbert's show, calling it a financial decision. We consider Stephen Colbert irreplaceable and will retire the Late Show franchise in May of 2026, executives said in a statement. We are proud that Stephen called CBS home. He and the broadcast will be remembered in the pantheon of greats that graced late-night television. This is purely a financial decision against a challenging backdrop in late night. It is not related in any way to the show's performance, content or other matters happening at Paramount. The end came just days after Stephen Colbert denounced his parent company's $16 million settlement with President Donald Trump, calling it a big, fat bribe for the Skydance merger. Critics of the cancellation claimed that it was a political retaliation, but evidence showed that Colbert was costing the network $40 million a year in losses while employing a full crew of 200 people. In response, President Trump celebrated the cancellation. I absolutely love that Colbert got fired. His talent was even less than his ratings. I hear Jimmy Kimmel is next. Has even less talent than Colbert. Greg Gutfeld is better than all of them combined, including the moron on NBC who ruined the once great Tonight Show, the president said. Colbert responded to the president during and told him to go fuck himself. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.